Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. That again, freetalklive.com. Julia, you've got a story that originated, I believe, in Alabama, but it has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. And I believe it's about a law that we've talked about in the past here on Free Talk Live. It's been a little while since it's come up. But it has to do with sex toys. Specifically, I believe, the female variety of sex toys, as far as the ones that females would choose to use on themselves. But it may be all sex toys. What's the story?
All right, this is from Montgomery, Alabama. A federal appeals court issued a Valentine's Day ruling upholding an Alabama law banning the sale of sex toys, but the devices won't disappear from store shelves immediately. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Alabama's sex toy ban is constitutional because the state's interest in preserving and promoting public morality provides a rational basis for the
Slow down. The state has an interest in what?
Preserving and promoting public morality.
Huh. Hey, Mark, I thought... I thought that the point of forming a government... I mean, if you go back to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, those old documents...
Right.
Maybe it's just me, but I thought the whole purpose of forming a government was to protect individual rights.
Well, I guess, protect people's well-being from robbers and armies and things like that.
And sex toys.
And sex toys, yeah.
No, I don't think there was anything in there about, one more time, that phrase, Julia, protecting morals, what was it again?
Preserving and promoting public morality.
And promoting public morality. Yeah, maybe it's just me. I didn't realize that's what the government was here for. I mean, how is it that the government, an agency of coercion, a group of people that uses force on others by their trade, can be claiming to preserve morality? Isn't it, by definition, immoral to point guns at people and demand they do things?
Apparently not.
This is the hypocritical behavior on the part of government people.
Yeah.
They say on one hand they're promoting morality, they're helping people. On the other hand, they're helping you into jail cells, like that last lady that called in hour number one. They're helping people out of their money, like the gentleman that called earlier, $1,500 for a silly little traffic thing. This is nuts. And now the Supreme Court has upheld the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals decision that yes. This ban on sex toys in the state of Alabama is fully constitutional, which, of course, this is going to mean, if the Supreme Court has upheld it, which they have, is going to mean that any state can now ban sex toys.
And pretty much anything they want, apparently.
Well, as long as they can claim it's morality that's involved.
Yeah.
Whose morality, though, are we talking about?
The state of Alabama's.
Right.
A collection of bureaucrats.
Yeah, this
and,
is amazing.
Elected politicians.
Julia, give me some more, please.
Chris Bentz, spokesman for the Attorney General's office, said the plaintiffs have additional appeals left and the state agreed years ago not to enforce the law until the case was completed.
Hold on, wait. The plaintiffs have appeals? Can you appeal a Supreme Court decision? I don't understand that. Does that make sense? Is this the Supreme Court that did this?
Yeah, the United States Supreme Court.
Okay. Well, what's the thing with the appeals about? I don't understand that. All right, go on.
The lead plaintiff, Sherry Williams, said she was disappointed that the 11th Circuit dated its ruling on the very day this nation celebrates romance. The new ruling, made public Thursday, was issued by a three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit. Williams can ask the full court to review the case, and if rejected, appeal to the Supreme Court.
Okay, this isn't the Supreme Court, Mark. It's the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Terribly sorry.
Okay, now that makes sense. So they do have an appeal still to go.
Two steps, she said, she hopes to take after reviewing the ruling with her attorneys. In 1998, the Alabama legislature enacted a law that banned the sale of sex toys, but not their possession. Alabama residents may lawfully purchase sex toys out of state for use in Alabama, or use them if the devices have other recognized medical or therapeutic uses. The Alabama law...
Have there not... In the history of sex toys, has no one done a study that shows that it's therapeutic to use a sex toy?
I'm sure that somebody will do one right away.
Is it somehow more immoral? I'd like to know this. From anybody, and we do have a station in Alabama, WVNA in Florence. for some of our Alabama listeners, and I know you're listening to the show in a two-hour delay, but you can still email the show with your thoughts at ftl@freetalklive.com. But does anybody in Alabama there actually think that self-pleasure is immoral? Because is it self-pleasure that's immoral, or is it sex toys that are immoral?
It's that funny vein that they put down the side of it. That's what really is the immoral part.
It seems to me that people that claim to be moral of this people of this sort, if they don't like sex before marriage, then they should encourage this sort of thing, because
if you're busy with yourself,
yes, then you can't be busy with other people.
Interesting observation.
You're obviously single.
I can't disagree with that, but I want to know, what is there somebody that actually believes there's a significant moral difference between using ones as a lady? Though this is a sex toy band, so I mean there are sex toys for guys, I suppose.
There certainly are.
Stick in things into, I suppose. But anyway, let's just stick with the ladies for this example. Is there a moral difference, and if there is, I'd like to know what it is, between using one's fingers or using a sex toy on the female genitalia?
Well, it's the difference between first-degree murder and second-degree murder.
What?
Well, because first-degree murder, you have to plan it. There's, you know, intent involved. And with a sex toy, you go out and you buy the sex toy.
So
you
intent.
Intend to do this
whole... As opposed to just getting so horny that you have to rub one out.
Masturbatory process. Right. So, just using your fingers, one can certainly argue that
you're... Gosh.
What about neck massagers and things of that sort that you hear about ladies using sometimes?
Well, now, that would probably fall into the category of what you just read about, the therapeutic use.
Okay.
Right, so it's okay. You can use a neck massager, but if it's designed to be sexy, then apparently that's immoral. 1-800-259-9231. Is this insanity? I know, Julia, there's more to the story, but I want to go to the phones because we've got David on the line in Montana listening on KGEZ. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Long live Free Talk.
Hey, David, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, in the Victorian era, doctors used to treat women for a disease called hysteria. And the treatment was they'd reach under there and give the lady an orgasm.
Really?
They got tired, and they invented the vibrator because doctors were lazy.
Wow.
It was on the History Channel.
I don't know if I believe you.
The History Channel,
hey,
Mark.
Go to the doctor. I'm sending you off to the doctor. Go to the doctor over there. They'll take care of it. It's funny, man.
Amazing. So the actual...
The well-being, the general welfare of the people, a good orgasm is the general welfare.
I totally agree. Orgasms are healthy. We want to encourage them.
That's right. It's good and healthy for them. The medical society used to prescribe them. Matter of fact, they used to have to give them until they invented this big giant thing. It was like a big table thing with a big arm thing coming out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd love to see what that thing looked like.
Was invented.
Amazing. When was this? When was it? In the 1800s?
In the Victorian era.
When's that?
The 1880s or so.
Look it up. It
was on the History Channel, X versus Y.
Fascinating. David, great call. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you. You would think that they wouldn't have to pay for a doctor to come over and do it. They could probably just do it themselves.
But they didn't know. I guess they didn't know. Hysteria.
I think what he was implying was that women went to the doctor because they were in hysterics, and that's how the doctor took care of the problem.
I don't know what to think about this.
You would think that by the 1800s, people would have gotten in touch with their sexuality, but maybe not. Maybe it was really that's...
Well, they had all kinds of rules about women showing certain skin, so who knows?
Yeah, and if that was all built up, I mean, the fact that they didn't even have any concept of what self-pleasure was, and they got really anxious and built up, and that could have created hysteria, so they went to the doctor and he took care of it. That's an amazing story. 1-800-259-9231. But I want to know from somebody out there listening who agrees with the lawmakers on this. I mean, this is a law in the state of Alabama that says that sex toys are illegal. Now, Julia, you began giving us the history. It was in 1998 that they outlawed the purchase of sex toys.
But not their possession.
But now the possession's been outlawed?
Correct.
I want to continue the story here in moments. 800-259-9231. I'm sure we'll get some more quotes from do-gooders and bureaucrats, spokes bureaucrats. 800-259-9231. But I want to know from you, what the hell is this about? This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Is touching oneself immoral? Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the toll free number. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. That's shrine.freetalklive.com to get access to that. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. That's next week. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We are going to be in attendance.
Yes, we are. I can't wait.
We're going to be broadcasting live from the forum. Of course, we're going to have the Free Talk Live bumper stickers on hand to give out to you. But you got to actually put it on your car if you're going to have a Free Talk Live bumper sticker. I know they're free and everything. I'll even go out and put it on your car for you if I've got time. All right, so freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Starts in less than a week's time. A week from now, we're going to be broadcasting live, and that's exciting.
But we're broadcasting live now.
Yeah, broadcasting live from the forum. Thank you. Because we've actually never done a remote broadcast, I don't think, in the history of Free Talk Live.
Sure we did. We did that one at that college when we were on...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. We did do one, but it was kind of a crappy one.
It wasn't
this one's
going to
be very good.
Great.
All right, so 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you, especially if you're in the state of Alabama, listening on our Florence affiliate there, WVNA 1590, as to how you feel about this 11th Circuit Court of Appeals decision. Was it Tuesday?
Valentine's Day.
Thursday wasn't Valentine's
Day. Was it Wednesday?
That was Tuesday that was Valentine's Day.
Nah, lose track of the days.
Well, it was Valentine's week, and they decided to come out with a ruling that essentially...
Wednesday was Valentine's Day.
That upheld... You're right, it was Wednesday. That upheld...
You're damn right, I'm right.
That upheld the law that's on the books in Alabama that bans the possession of sex toys. Now, Julia, you're going to give us the history here. 1998 is when they passed a law in Alabama that banned the sale of sex toys. But that didn't mean that you couldn't go out, buy 20 sex toys the next state over, bring them back, and give them away to your friends and family members. But that's changed now? Is there more?
Alabama residents may lawfully purchase sex toys out of state for use in Alabama or use them if devices have other recognized medical or therapeutic uses. The Alabama law does not regulate other items such as condoms or virility drugs.
So they can purchase them out of state. That's what you just said? They can purchase them out of state? Did I hear that correctly?
That's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like.
Okay, so then they're actually upholding the ban on the sale of the devices, not necessarily ban on the possession of the devices?
So it would appear. This is, you know, I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure all this out.
It doesn't make much difference.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused myself.
Okay, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number as we try to iron all these details out as far as what actually is going on in the state of Alabama. But it does sound like that, at the very least, the sale of these devices has been prohibited within the state borders. And that doesn't sound very freedom-oriented to me. That doesn't sound to me like any place I want to live in. Not that I'm out buying sex toys all the time. I'm not. But people should certainly be free. They should have the liberty to do that.
The law certainly seems to make a differentiation between the sale and the possession of something. And I don't entirely understand. It's like once you go into business, now you enter into this whole other set of laws.
Yes, you do.
And I don't know why that is. I mean, if I own something and then I want to sell that thing, why should I go into a whole another set of laws?
Well, because you should be controlled.
I'm just a person selling something.
Yes, but you should be controlled because profits are evil and business is bad.
And why would you want, as an Alabama politician, why would you want people leaving the state of Alabama and buying things in other states and bringing them back?
It's morality, Julia. All about morality. It's immoral to buy sex toys.
But it's not immoral to have them?
I don't know. I'm sure that's the next step. If they can actually get this upheld by the Supreme Court, this ban on purchasing sex toys, it's not very far away from, I mean, it's only just a few degrees away from them passing another law that says you can't even purchase them out of state and bring them in the state to make them a total contraband.
And then what they'll need is little checkpoints on the way into Alabama.
You're joking. You think that's funny, but there was a story out of Texas a few years ago with a woman who was pulled over. Her trunk was searched.
Well, they knew that she had been doing sex toy parties.
I don't think they knew that.
Yes, they did.
I think they pulled her over, and they opened her trunk and found the sex toys. And then they proceeded to arrest her because she had more than the prescribed amount of sex toys that you can have in the state of Texas. If you have more, you're laughing about this.
I remember the story.
You're only laughing because it's absurd. I understand this. But they ruined this woman's livelihood. She was one of these passion parties chicks that went around and had essentially network marketing Tupperware parties for sex toys. So inevitably she had a bunch of sex toys in her trunk. And they pulled her over, and she had more than this prescribed amount, which is something like 20. If you've got more, or no, it was six. It was a low number. I think it was a low number, like six. If you've got more than six sex toys in your possession in the state of Texas, you're a sex toy. You're like a purveyor of filth. I believe that's what they label you, a purveyor of obscenity.
Are there porn stores in Texas?
I guess not.
I'm not spending
a lot of time in looking
maybe
for porn
you can
in Texas.
Maybe you can apply for a purveyor of filth license in Texas. You know, maybe it's like a few grand a year to be a purveyor of filth in Texas, and if you don't buy their license, then you get thrown in the clink. But they I don't remember if they arrested or fined her, but either way, it was an outrageous case.
It's absolutely outrageous.
And Americans should be outraged by this story from Alabama, you know, regardless of whether they've banned them entirely or not, or just banned the sale from within the state, and I want to dig into this a little bit more coming up here. I think it's absolutely sick. And I don't care how you personally feel about self-pleasuring. Don't you think it's the right thing to do to leave your neighbor the flip alone with their lives? If they want to play with themselves, who cares? Who's getting hurt? No one. There's no crime, as our friend Mark Stevens will point out from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, there's no crime without a victim. Can we just stop the insanity now?
And this is not going to prevent people from self-pleasuring.
No, it certainly
won't. Apparently, the victim here is people's being offended. Offended by the idea that
somebody's having a good time with themselves?
Yeah, somebody owns a plastic representation of some male anatomy out there. Apparently, that's what it is. I find it somewhat offensive, but I wouldn't go after them.
No, that doesn't count. You're not being harmed. You don't have a right
to
be not offended. You don't have that right. If you don't want to be offended, then you should lock yourself inside your house, close your windows, and don't go online, don't turn on the television set, don't turn on the radio, because there's a chance you might be offended. You don't have that freedom in America. 1-800-259-9231, I want to hear from somebody who really believes that self-pleasuring is an immoral act. Now, I know you're out there. I know you are. Because back in the day, the guys who founded Kellogg's and Graham Crackers were very vehemently anti self-pleasuring. So I know their descendants are still around, the people who still think that way.
Well, we all are. A lot of men are scarred as a result of their vehemence.
1-800-259-9231. That much is true. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible Says would like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site for your download and convenience. Totally free. freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066 for A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. We're talking about a disturbing court decision that came out, was released today, or actually released yesterday, and it was the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit. So there's two possible appeals left for this particular case. They can ask the entire 11th Circuit Court to review the case, and if they continue to uphold that there's a ban on the sale of sex toys in the state of Alabama, they continue to uphold that ban, then it can go to the Supreme Court. So the fight's not over quite yet, and it sounds like they're probably going to take this all the way. I want to hear from somebody who thinks that this is a good idea, who thinks that banning the sale of sex toys is a good idea, that sex toys are somehow immoral, because that's the excuse of the legislators in this particular case, the lawmakers. They're saying that, the government has some sort of interest in preserving and promoting public morality. And I don't think that's what the government's purpose is supposed to be. But I could be wrong. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Julia, I know you've got more on the story. We've got to go to the phones. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello.
Good evening.
Hey, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got an idea for your listeners down in Alabama.
Yeah.
sounds like the state legislature there needs to be educated about the history of sex toys.
Okay.
And self-pleasuring. And so maybe what they should do is, find a storefront they can rent for a few months as close to the state house as possible and set up a self-pleasuring museum.
Hmm.
You know, to educate the legislatures about the history of this, as Dave talked about.
That's an interesting idea. Or maybe go from office to office, because each legislator has some sort of office somewhere, and maybe make give them a gift, give them a sex toy, so they can understand more personally how these things are harmless devices that aren't hurting
anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, and just kind of stick it to them a little bit. Put billboards outside their state capitol saying, come visit our sex toy museum.
CUM visit the sex toy museum. That would really get them upset, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Very good, Glenn. Any other thoughts for us?
No.
A great idea. Thanks for it. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Julia, let's continue the story here. There's a few more points on this that we need to get through.
Williams, who owns Pleasures Adult Toy Shops in Huntsville and Decatur, challenged the law along with seven other women and two men who represented consumers of their product.
You got to get the correct southern pronunciation. It's Decatur, not Decatur.
I thought the Decatur was in Illinois.
Decatur is something you drink from, I believe. Decatur, Alabama. All right, go ahead.
They were represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. Various issues in the case have been circulating through federal court for years, but the new ruling from the 11th Circuit is the one attorneys on both sides have been awaiting. Alabama's Solicitor General...
Solicitor General. That's great.
General Kevin Newsom said he was pleased the 11th Circuit rejected the plaintiff's argument that public morality was an insufficient basis for the legislation. In rejecting that view, which necessarily would have invalidated traditional prohibitions on, for instance, incest, polygamy, and prostitution, the 11th Circuit recognized and reiterated that the law is constantly based on notions of morality, Newsom said.
Would that really, if they had rejected that, would that really have invalidated their prohibitions on prostitution? If they had rejected this law? I don't think that would have happened. I think he's just being sensationalist.
Maybe.
I don't think so. I mean, he's just pointing out that the law is based on, in many cases, presumptions of morality. But I don't think that overturning the sex toy ban is necessarily going to provide fuel for the fire, because there isn't really much of a fire out there to legalize prostitution, at least not in Alabama.
Well, in the case of prostitution, the argument is that it hurts people. And it does hurt people. Most people just don't understand why it hurts people. Sex toys don't hurt anybody
right.
at all.
Well, I mean, if you manipulate them in the wrong fashion, you
somebody
hurt
could be
yourself.
At the very least, the state's responsible for holding classes so that people can properly use these things. They don't put them in the wrong spots and get them.
Is it that hard to use them?
I don't know. I've never done such.
I don't have much experience with them myself, but I certainly think that people should be able to use them. Let's go to somebody who's an expert on this topic. It's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Paula. Paula in Florida, going once. Paula, come on. Oh, you just don't want to talk about sex toys, do you? She there? She's gone? All right. She's there. Paula, come on, sweetie. All right. We'll try you back. Put her on hold. See if we can get her back later. 800-259-9231. I've actually pulled up another story about this particular case, whether the apparently a third decision by the... Okay, well, where is it here? Oh, in October, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal in a Texas case banning the distribution of so-called obscene sex toys. In that case, Acosta versus Texas, attorney Roger Diamond urged the court to weigh in on the matter because of the conflicting opinions around the country from various state courts. Colorado, Kansas, and Louisiana courts have all said that banning the sale of sex toys on obscenity grounds are unconstitutional, while courts in Georgia, Mississippi, and Texas have upheld sex toy bans. So it sounds like this is inevitably going to be something that's going to be making it to the Supreme Court one of these days. Some states saying it's unconstitutional. Some states saying, no problem. We have an interest in protecting morality, whatever that means.
I am baffled that a state could even think to themselves that they have the right to do this.
Well, I'm surprised that you're baffled by this, Mark. I mean, we've talked about various different moralist laws on this show in the past. There are still laws on the books in many states that prescribe that you cannot have sex outside of the missionary position. There are,
but those are laws that aren't enforced at all.
But they could be enforced. They are laws on the book. Therefore, they were passed at some point.
They were
by
passed.
Some do-gooder legislation, which
absolutely.
Is why you shouldn't be surprised about this.
I understand.
These do-gooders
that.
Had been in the legislatures for years.
But now they're in there saying that you can't have a sex toy. And then why would they do that? I mean, how many people don't leave the state of Alabama? How many people are born, live their lives, and die all within the state of Alabama?
I'd say a good number.
Not that many. Come on. People go elsewhere. They go to Biloxi for gambling. They go to Florida for vacation. They do all kinds of things, and they leave.
Okay, you mean never leave. Okay.
Never leave. Yeah. So why don't they? I mean, you know, people can just buy one of these things elsewhere, and so all they're doing is taking revenue, taxes, out of the coffers of Alabama. Why are they doing that?
For the good of the people, Mark.
And people can
morals.
Go on the internet and buy these things and have them shipped
that's
to them
if they
want.
That's why we're going to ban the internet in Alabama next.
Good luck banning the internet. that'll be real successful. They haven't been able to do it in China. So you dumb rednecks,
yes.
You know, Alabama...
Hey, stop that.
I mean
that's
the,
not
the
nice.
Legislators.
You mean the legislators.
The legislators down there, I'm not talking about the just because you're in Alabama. What I'm saying, but, you know, they just think that they're going to be able to do it? No, I'm sorry.
800-259-9231. I still want to hear from somebody. Somebody, maybe in Alabama or anywhere in the world, who believes it is immoral and can outline for me why you believe it's immoral to self-pleasure. That's really what I want to hear tonight. 800-259-9231. I predict we're not going to get a call. I predict that you, if you're out there thinking that self-pleasure is immoral, you're so uncomfortable, you don't even want to have those words leave your lips. They make you so upset, the thought of someone touching themselves.
If it makes these politicians uncomfortable, though, why would they go through the trouble of writing the law and then enforcing the law and then
arguing
the law in court and all that stuff?
They're doing it for the good of the people, Mark.
I just don't understand.
These little people can't have them sex toys. We can't have people touching themselves. Well, you can touch yourself, just can't order a sex toy and touch yourself. That's a problem. There's immoral. It becomes immoral when there's a device in between your fingers and your genitals. See, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's your program. You can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free Packet8.net line. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. We do ask for your voluntary support in the form of a simple vote. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the program. It takes you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us. It keeps us at the top of the podcast heap. We are currently, I think, still the king of the hill, though the lead is very tenuous over the Harry Potter podcast.
Yeah, it was really close last time I looked.
So we still need your votes. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing, and we're only just over halfway through the month, so we still need to keep up the vote process. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com if you've yet to do it in the month of February. That's vote.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about a very disturbing court case, the 11th Circuit Court. That's the Alabama area of the country. They have decided unanimously in a three-judge panel that their law banning the sale of sex toys is completely constitutional because, according to them, the government has some sort of a duty to protect morality. Whose morality they're protecting, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if anybody agrees with this because nobody's called in to defend the Alabama legislator on this. They've not called to defend this particular law. Certainly, a law like this must have defenders. Certainly, somebody must think it's a good idea. 800-259-9231. Here's an actual quote from xbiz.com, the adult entertainment industry business website, where they've actually quoted the law itself. According to the statute, it is, quote, unlawful for any person to knowingly distribute any obscene material or any device designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs. That's the law that has been upheld as fully constitutional, and that is disturbing to me because
it sounds
to me like that's more than just a ban on sex toy sales.
That's porn, too.
That's anything they deem as obscene. Now, if you tie this in together with what the federal government has been up to over the past couple of years, they've been increasing their so-called obscenity prosecutions. The federal government, under the watchful eye of the FBI, has been going after porn producers. Now, they've started by going after the more controversial porn producers.
Right.
They've gone after the Max Hardcore, who makes really violent porn. They've gone after a text stories website. It wasn't even actual video. It was stories, written stories about, like, sex with children. Now, as disturbing as those images might be...
Oh, it's... Yeah, that's very disturbing,
they're
but...
They're textual images. They're fantasy stories. They went after the publisher of that particular website. And those are just two examples of the prosecutions that have gone on in the past few years. The federal government is consistently labeling people as having created obscene product. You tie that into this law in Alabama that says it's unlawful for any person to knowingly or distribute any obscene material, and Alabama can simply say, well, the federal government has deemed that these products are obscene, therefore you are in violation because you're distributing these products. And as the definition of obscenity continues to widen to include more and more pornography, after court decisions continue to say, yes, this is an obscene product, therefore, it is covered under these new laws in states of Alabama, Georgia, and Texas. And that's going to just pave the way for a total war on so-called obscenity, a war on pornography.
In all likelihood, that I agree with you, but in all likelihood, that war would be derailed by the Democrats getting in charge of things, and it looks like...
Maybe that's the case, Mark. But I wouldn't trust them on that one.
Oh, I don't trust them either, because they're the ones who wanted to stop the lyrics as far as the rock and roll music
went. And Hillary Clinton and Joe Lieberman, two of the prominent Democrats that are going after video game violence and sex, they're positioning themselves as friends of the family. So they're moral crusaders on their own. I wouldn't trust them as far as you could throw them. 800-259-9231.
They'll certainly sell you down the river.
Let's go to Joe in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I'm a libertarian on every other issue but this, but...
Really?
No, I can't understand why people are for this pornography stuff, you know?
Well, wait, slow down. Are you talking about pornography, or are you talking about sex toys? Because we started by
talking about everything. Only thing about sex is you should just woman, that's it. You should be going to bed with the woman, no toys, you know.
No gay people.
No pornography, no videos, you know.
Well, what if you're a single woman?
Joe?
Then go find a man.
Are you for real?
Do you have to get married to them, or can you just go ahead and hump anyone?
Well, you can't misogynate. You got to get married before you have sex.
What?
I'm just asking.
Now, how is it that this is all immoral in your mind, Joe? How is it that...
Well, that's what the Bible says.
The Bible says you're supposed to get...
Aren't you concerned that... aren't you concerned that they're using a holy book to write the laws? I mean, doesn't that bother you?
No, because I'm
Hold on
Christian.
Just a second.
I'm a born-again Christian.
Well, I understand you're a born-again Christian, Joe. Now, hold on.
Now,
Jesus came... Who did Jesus speak out against? Hold on just
that's
a second. I got a question
says.
Here for Joe.
Who he's did talking Jesus... over you. You have to wait till he stops talking before you can ask him a question.
I don't have to, no. I can continue to talk and try to get my question out.
You want to ask him your question, so go now.
Jesus came to speak out against whom?
Joe, that was a question for you.
Yeah.
Jesus came to speak out against whom, Joe?
I don't know.
The Pharisees.
Oh,
my friend.
Come on. You're not even. Are you really
the
even
guys,
a Christian?
The guys that had their religion and their laws all mixed up together. That's who Jesus came to speak out against.
Well, they ain't all read up on that stuff, you know?
Well, I understand.
Well, he's not all read up on that,
well,
Mark.
But you know, what you need to do, Joe, is you need to not vote in those particular circumstances, because apparently you don't understand your religion and you don't understand the law in this area.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Julia,
because Jesus wouldn't vote for this.
Well, I was just going to ask him, because he said that the Bible says it's immoral, but does the Bible actually say anything about self-pleasuring?
Well, it's the owning and the spilling the seed thing, right?
I was really asking, because I don't know. I've never read the Bible.
Well, it's better to ask Mark, because Mark completely just discredited Joe.
Yes.
Like you said, there's owning and the seed spilling, but that might be that owning disobeyed what God said, as opposed to, masturbation in and of itself.
What's the actual quote there? Like, you're not supposed to spill your seed on the ground or something like that?
Well, no. Was told to go take care of his dead brother's wife or something. Pardon me if I don't know the whole... I don't have the specifics.
Sorry, you know more than Joe.
He said, no, I'm not going to do that, for whatever reason. And he went ahead and self-pleasured himself elsewhere, and his seed hit the ground. So they have always used, onanism to describe masturbation, and they have used this as a verse to say that God doesn't like masturbation. But, it could be that God just doesn't like people not following his orders. I mean, the evidence of that is very strong.
Isn't there something inherently immoral about getting your morality from an old book? Isn't there a disconnect there?
It's a pretty good book to get your morality from. But
shouldn't morality be based on your individual decisions as to what is right and what is wrong?
Well,
not
I think
just what some
you can make your
says?
You can make your decisions from what the book says.
But
that's
shouldn't
fine.
It be based on reason? Shouldn't it be based on logic?
I would agree that most of the morality in that book is based on reason and logic and all that stuff.
Like thou shalt not kill, yes. But
there's some good stuff in there.
But touching yourself, that's...
It's not in the book.
And I love
that book doesn't say anything about touching yourself.
I love how Joe comes on the air claiming that it's in the Bible, and then when you ask him one of the most basic questions about Jesus, which, of course, what the Bible is about, he didn't know the answer. So if you can call in and tell me what's immoral about self-pleasure and not use the Bible as a crutch, that I'd really like to hear. 1-800-259-9231. Unlawful for any person to knowingly distribute any obscene material or any device designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs. Paula in Florida, what do you think?
I think this is horrible.
Which part?
I mean, about them putting out all this pornography. I mean, it's really, really sick.
Now, you can agree. Now, you might think that pornography is sick, but do you think it should be banned? Should there be a law?
Well, it should be, yes.
Why, Paula?
Because if you teach your children the proper way to be, they wouldn't even be interested in it to begin with.
Then why do you have to make it illegal? Teach your children not to be interested in it.
Yeah, but the thing is, why tempt them?
Well, but what about if I want to teach my children that I think that sex is healthy and that adults should be able to buy sex toys? I mean, then your laws are interfering
well,
with mine.
Now, sex toys, that's one thing. But, I mean, the thing
Wait, no, slow down, Paula. You saying sex toys are okay?
I'm saying if you, I guess, I don't, there's nothing as far as I know.
Somebody's got a collection.
But the thing is, for yourself, I mean, just use for yourself. You know, maybe, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm really torn on, like I was listening to this guy. I mean, I don't know of anything in the Bible about this either.
There isn't.
All right.
I know. And so, I mean, this is, but pornography.
I want to explore porn with you a little bit more, Paula, because you're an expert on these sorts of things. So I'm going to hold you through to hour number three, if you don't mind. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Is there something inherently immoral about videotaping sex? Is there something immoral about self-pleasure? And don't use the Bible as a crutch. Paula just threw it out the window. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.